Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And as I was waiting before the Lord, before coming on this broadcast, asking Him what He would have, I felt the Lord speak to my heart that He wanted to touch you. The touch of Jesus brings healing. And in this hour in which we're living, when there are so many things surrounding us, not only the personal trials and battles that we go through, but the upheaval in society, the trouble between nations, we need the touch of Jesus. We need His peace. We need His strength. More than anything, we need His presence with us. And so, as we begin this broadcast, let's just join our hearts in prayer, asking for the Lord's ministry to us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your presence. And Father, right now, Lord, I'm asking that You would just cause Your presence to be felt in such a real and personal way, Lord, that we will know that we've had an encounter with You. Lord, Your word says very simply, those who will draw nigh to God, You will draw nigh to us. And that's our desire, Father, that in these few moments together, we can experience You in a new and a greater and more powerful way, that You will give us the strength and the wisdom and the grace that we need to continue running in the race. And so, Father, I pray for Your anointing. I pray, Lord, that the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. And, Father, it is Your presence, it is Your mercy, it is Your faithfulness, it is Your power that says that sets the captive free. And, Father, I release that anointing right now to set Your people free, those who are bound with discouragement or oppression or sickness or whatever strategy, whatever evil trick the enemy has placed upon Your beloved. Lord, that You will remove it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we loose Your ministry, Your touch, Your healing virtue to flow, that Jesus may receive all the glory. In Jesus' name. You know, when Jesus walked the face of the earth as He ministered along the shores of Galilee, He touched people, not just emotionally, but even those who were leprous. He reached out and touched them with His hand. And that touch of Jesus was a demonstration of His love, of His caring, and His powerful love for those who were in need. He ministered in many ways to the people, but He used touch more often than not. Jesus' ministry was a personal ministry to the hurting, to the downtrodden, to hopeless and desperate people. And when Jesus ministered to the leper in Matthew 8 and 3, we find these words, Jesus put forth His hand, touched him, saying, I will, because the leper had said, if You will, Lord, You can make me clean. He said, I will, be Thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And in Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 29 and 30, the word says, then touched He their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you, and their eyes were opened. And generally at the end of every broadcast, I extend an invitation for those who are in a place of trial and testing or in battle to write and share their prayer needs, because one of God's spiritual principles is there is increased power in agreeing prayer. All of us are exhorted to pray, but sometimes we just need the extra power and encouragement that comes with two or three agreeing. That's what the scriptures say. And I just want to cause you to understand that this ministry is a personal ministry. And sometimes as I read the letters of partners that come in, or sometimes God will move on a new ministry, a person that has been perhaps heard the radio, I sometimes can feel the burdens that the people are going under so acutely. And sometimes it's almost overwhelming. Tears come to my eyes, and I can so relate, because you know God has told us in His body we are members one of another, and when one hurts, we all hurt. When one rejoices, we should all rejoice. But it's not sufficient just to stay there, just to empathize and to be to bear another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ, but to go into the realm of faith and to believe God to change the circumstances and the situation. And so when I send a personal letter back to you, because this is a personal ministry, regardless of whether or not anyone sends an offering, I pray specifically for each of those needs. And I ask, as I lay hands on the letters that I'm sending back, they're as a point of contact. And I fully believe, I simply believe the Word of God, that the Word is true when it talks in the 19th chapter of Acts. Do you recall in that passage of Scripture, in that 19th chapter, it says in verse 11, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. God did special miracles because by virtue of these just ordinary cloths, linen, whatever they were, in contact with the anointing resident upon the body of the Apostle Paul, that God did a work where Paul, where he couldn't be in all places at all times, he was able to send a prayer cloth, and God did a work through them. And I don't know, beloved, you know, there's so many things for us to learn in God's wonderful world. There's certainly natural laws that are familiar to scientists, the natural laws of physics, of thermodynamics. But there are spiritual laws. And one of the things I learned a number of years ago is that matter has memory. Now, I'm hardly one to expound on quantum physics, but I have learned just enough to know that the things that surround us are influenced by the things that occur in the spirit. Let me just share a few things from the Word of God, lest you think I'm going totally off the deep end. In Genesis, the 32nd chapter, verse 51, this was the encounter between Laban and Jacob. And Laban said to Jacob in verse 51, "Behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast between me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm." In other words, that which Laban had erected was a witness between them that no harm would come to them. And also in the book of Joshua, in the 22nd chapter, verses 26 through 27, and if you recall, this was that point in Scripture where Reuben and Gad had received their inheritance on the other side Jordan, and they said, "Therefore we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between us and you and our generation after us, that we might do the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings and with our sacrifices and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, ye have no part in the Lord." And perhaps an even greater example of this is at the end of Joshua's life. He was rehearsing the words of the Lord to the people of Israel. And it says in verse 26 of chapter 24, and Jabah wrote these words in the book of the law of God and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us. Listen to this. For it hath heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. And so just those few references are I was using to illustrate an important spiritual truth that matter has memory and that we can expect God to do amazing things in the simplest ways, like Paul using prayer clause to see God's people healed and delivered from the work of the enemy. And so when I pray over the letters I send back to you, it is for that same purpose, that it's not just the words or the revelation that God is giving, but it's the very anointing on the physical paper, if you will, that sees God's work being done. And so, beloved, I just want to encourage you to open your heart to receive God's healing and his blessing touch. Jesus told his disciples to lay hands on the sick. And basically, when you write your letter as it is, it's a standing in for you. And as I can lay hands on your letter, that work of healing and anointing and deliverance can be accomplished. And so, beloved, have you ever done that? Pray in a prayer line, perhaps you've stood in for a loved one. Well, God's principles, they may be foolish to the world, but there are spiritual dynamics and spiritual truths and operations that the Spirit of God has ordained. And as we humble ourselves, become as little children, and obey the word of the Lord, even though our natural minds may not fully understand, we can expect and believe God to bless. Well, I've hardly gotten into what I really want to share, but I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we'll see how the Lord will touch us further. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and in a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.